We're not waiting on anybody, are we? Did Susan, do you know if we're...
I haven't heard from anybody else.
Anybody else responded to you the way you have asked and pleaded with them before?
Nope. You're it.
Okay.
Somebody from the public, eh?
Hey, is that 2 minutes after six?
It's 6 o'clock, we're starting, so,
I like the way you think, Gary.
Anybody has a copy of the agenda? Any changes to the agenda?
I'll move to approve.
All right, a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, minutes have been distributed by Susan. I got an email copy of your, I guess, last week, so I must have a chance to look at those, any amendments, Susan?
Only question, on number five. Did I just miss it? I know I've been extremely busy. It said Jim will prepare a document with all corrections to be emailed to the committee prior to next meeting.
Yes.
Did you send that out?
9 o'clock the next morning.
9 o'clock the next morning. So it is somewhere buried in my email somewhere. So, well, I have my other with all the corrections in it.
And I think we have a copy here too.
The finalized copy of
the insurance.
If it's in my email box.
Of the minimum standards, I guess.
Right.
It's in that email too, right?
Yeah, it was a minimum. That's the document he's talking about, I think. Right. The minimum standards.
Yeah, the revised with all the changes we have talked about.
Do you need it?
You know, I've got my copy with all my pencil markings, some handwritten and notes and stuff in it, but I've been traveling a lot the last month, so I've been gone more than I've been home.
All right, any other questions about the minutes? Motion?
Motion may be accepted. Is it
a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Number four is the approval of public comment guidelines and forms. Again, Susan, I think, sent that as well, and you have a copy in the packet.
I like it. I move for approval, and it's adopted.
All right, second?
Second.
Any discussion? Is this for the committee to meet what we all agreed upon last month?
I think the only amendment I saw was about adding one copy for the permanent record, and that's the only copy I've got. So, of course, Jim's copy would all, he always getting a copy anyway, so he'd have a copy for the permanent record anyway. But, yeah, and then we just have a clipboard maybe here each time from now on to, or you already have it over there?
I did add it on that form, Larry.
Good.
It's on the, it's attached to at the bottom?
Yeah, I saw it on the bottom. Okay. I already moved for approval.
Okay.
That, so anybody else?
All right. Have? It's already been seconded. So, any other discussion? Then the all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That's moved.
I just like to say that we need to be as strict with this as the county commissioners are, you know, with theirs, especially after the performances that's been shown here before.
Agreed.
Hopefully, we'll never have to do anything like that. We'll never have to sit through. I won't tolerate sitting through anything like that. It went on way too far last time.
All right. Item five is just a declaration. You can read that. Jim, have you received any correspondence or any opinions from any outside members?
No.
That you have to share. Okay. Then we're right to item six, which is to finish off this minimum standards discussion. And where we left, do you want to start? Or?
Well, I think you were going to send comments about the truck or something.
Yeah, I didn't discuss it here. I guess I just want to clarify. You guys have this matrix. My question last month is, it's sort of addressed, but the last column, I guess, is talking about my fuel trucks. And I guess I just want to clarify that the fuel trucks, and I talked to my insurance guy again today about this last month and today, said the fuel trucks are insured for liability and property value while they're operated on the premises of the airport. If I were to drive them off the premises of the airport on a public road, they would not be covered by my policies. Nor should they be. They're not tagged vehicles. They're not designed to be on the road. They're not, they have not been inspected, et cetera. So, I know the insurance guy's not here, so, you know, that you probably can't answer this question, but is it, from your recollection last month, was this column designed to cover the on-road use of fuel vehicles or on airport premises use of fuel vehicles?
My